Resolve to unplug from technology for one full day each week. By the end of your digital detox, your mind will be calm and clear. When your mental batteries have time to recharge, you will be much more effective at eating frogs. Chapter 16. Technology is a wonderful servant. But as Melinda Gates said, technology is just a tool. You must discipline yourself to treat technology as a servant, not as a master. The purpose of technology is to make your life smoother and easier, not to create complexity, confusion, and stress. Usually, to get more done of higher value, you have to stop doing things of lower value. Keep asking yourself, what's important here? What is most important for you to accomplish at work? What is important in your personal life? If you could only do one or two of the activities available to you, which ones would they be? Use your technological tools to regularly remind yourself of what is most important and protect yourself from what is least important. Technology can be a simple way to get control of your communications, your time, and even your emotions. Take control of your communications. Clear your digital workspace as you would your physical desk. Clear every program not needed for the task at hand. Block the websites that distract you the most. Make sure that only the communication channels you need to complete your task are open. Most tasks require some communication, but having 10 different ways to communicate is overkill. Once only relevant information is visible on your screen, arrange your windows for perfect workflow. Show your smartphone who's boss by disabling all notifications, both audio and visual. This is an important step toward checking your phone on your own schedule and thus regaining control of your life. But what about emergencies? Workers with responsibility for young children, elderly parents, or disabled relatives may find that unplugging from technology or disabling notifications is simply not an option. What if their elderly parent slips in the bath or their young child has an emergency at daycare? This is an absolutely valid concern. The solution, however, is not to be available to everyone at all times. Rather, create a phone number, an email address, or another communication channel that only the caretaker of your loved one knows about. Leave that channel open and reserve it for emergencies. If you desire, you can do this for your work life as well. Give your boss or key clients a way to reach you that no one else has. You could also program your email manager to automatically sort emails from your most important work relationships into a read-first folder. In other words, segment your communication channels so that only frogs can hop into your castle of concentration. Take control of your time. Your calendar makes a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Never automatically click accept on a digital invitation. Ask yourself if the invitation really fits your priorities before pressing the button. Schedule large blocks of time for task completion into your calendar as if they were appointments. Be so aggressive about it that when people look at your calendar, they will see only a tiny slice of free time. This will impress them and motivate them to schedule shorter meetings. Your digital to-do list, otherwise known as task management software, is a powerful tool for taking control of your time. It has all the positives of a paper to-do list plus a few additional features. Digital to-do lists allow you to transfer items to another person's to-do list at the click of a button. This can help you delegate more efficiently. But make sure that you accept only those tasks that are in line with your priorities. A digital to-do list can also be programmed to remind you relentlessly about your most important tasks. Take control of your emotions using technology. Many people fail to make technology their servant because they fear learning new skills. This fear can be mastered. Refuse to let it hold you back. Everything is learnable. And what others have learned, you can learn as well. Let your organization know that you are interested in learning about technological tools that will make you more efficient. If you have a friend, family member, or coworker who is a tech whiz, learn everything you can from that person. Above all else, Avoid the phrase, I can't. Technology is no longer optional. It's just as important as reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the idea that only certain kinds of people are good at technology is a myth. No matter your age, race, or gender, you have the power to master technology. If you do become frustrated, just remember that it happens to everyone. Even expert programmers who are paid hundreds of dollars an hour will sometimes be frustrated by technology. When you make technology your servant, it can be a source of positive, motivating emotions and increased productivity. Post your most important stretch goal on social media and promise your followers that you will achieve that goal. Update them daily on your progress so that if you skip a day or slack off, everyone will know. Posting on social media about your progress is a great way to reward yourself for making headway on long-term projects. When the payoff is far in the future, it can be hard to stay motivated, so getting likes or hearts from your followers on your daily updates can be a way to achieve a mini payoff. You can even seek out people in your field on social media and compete with them to see who can eat the most frogs. For example, many novelists like to share their daily word counts on Twitter so that they can see who in their social circle is the fastest and most productive writer, and who gives in to procrastination. Stop being enslaved by social media and make it work for you instead. It's simple. Instead of posting something trite, post about your life goals and seek the social support to achieve them. Now here are two exercises for you. Number one, resolve today to turn off all notifications except for your emergency channels. Create special areas in your digital life for your most important tasks. Number two, resolve to research and install one piece of software or one app that will help you to be more efficient and focused in the future. Chapter 17, Focus Your Attention. Jiddu Krishnamurti wrote, "All of life is the study of attention. Where your attention goes, your life follows." Focused attention is the key to high performance. The attraction of distraction, the lure of electronic and other interruptions, leads to diffused attention, a wandering mind, a lack of focus, and ultimately, underachievement and failure. Current research proves that continuously responding and reacting to emails, telephone calls and texts, and instant messages has a negative effect on your brain, shortening your attention span and making it difficult, if not impossible, for you to complete the tasks upon which your future and your success depend. Developing an addiction. When you check your email first thing in the morning, or when you respond to the bell or other sound that indicates an incoming email or message, your brain releases a tiny shot of dopamine. This shot gives you a pleasant buzz. It stimulates your curiosity and causes you to react and respond immediately. You instantly forget whatever else you were doing and turn your full attention to the new message. Like the sounds of bells ringing when you win while playing a slot machine, the sound of the email or instant message triggers the reaction of, "What did I win?" You immediately stop your work to find out what your prize is. When you start your day with a few shots of dopamine triggered by your email or instant message bell going off, you find it extremely difficult to pay close attention to your important tasks for the rest of the day. You are addicted. The multitasking illusion. Some people believe that they can engage in multitasking, going back and forth between emails and important tasks. But people can focus only on one thing at a time. What they are really doing is called task shifting. They are shifting their attention back and forth like swinging a searchlight from one object to another. After an internet interruption, it takes about 17 minutes for you to shift your total attention back to your task and continue working. This is precisely why so many people today are working harder and harder, shifting from email interruptions to work and back again, all day long and getting less and less accomplished. They also make more mistakes. The proven solutions. The solutions are simple and are being adopted by the most productive people in every industry. First, don't check your email in the morning and trigger the all-day dopamine addiction. Leave your devices off. Second, if you must check your email for any reason, get in and out fast, and then get back to work. Turn off the sound on your computer and put your phone on vibrate. Stop the stimulations that trigger the flow of dopamine and which lead to continuous interruptions. Finally, resolve to check your email only twice a day, at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., and then turn it off again each time. Provide a telephone number where someone can reach you in an emergency. Whenever you're in a meeting with one or more people, follow the same protocol. Leave electronic devices off. Never insult the persons you are meeting with by working on your laptop or answering your phone while they're talking to you or expecting to hear you talk. Pay 100% attention to the other people. This applies at home as well. Double your productivity. Here's a simple way to double your productivity. First, plan each day in advance. Select your most important task, and then start on that task first thing before you do anything else. Second, work nonstop for 90 minutes with no diversion or distraction, and then give yourself a 15-minute break. Third, start again and work another 90 minutes flat out. Finally, after this 3-hour work period, you can then reward yourself with a shot of dopamine by checking your email. When you develop the habit of completing 3 hours of important work each morning first thing, you will both double your productivity and break yourself of the habit of checking your email all day long. You will regain full control of your life. Now here are two exercises for you. Number one, keep your goals of success and high productivity in mind. Before you do anything, ask yourself, is this helping me to achieve one of my most important goals, or is this just a distraction? Two, refuse to become a slave to the bells and whistles that distract you from completing those tasks that can make a real difference in your life. Leave your devices off. Chapter 18, Slice and Dice the Task. Horace and Swett Marden wrote, "The beginning of a habit is like an invisible thread, but every time we repeat the act, we strengthen the strand, add to it another filament, until it becomes a great cable and binds us irrevocably in thought and act." A major reason for procrastinating on big, important tasks is that they appear so large and formidable when you first approach them. One technique that you can use to cut a big task down to size is the salami slice method of getting work done. With this method, you lay out the task in detail, writing down every step in order, and then resolve to do just one slice of the job for the time being, like eating a roll of salami one slice at a time, or like eating an elephant one bite at a time. Psychologically, you'll find it easier to do a single small piece of a large project than to start on the whole job. Often, once you've started and completed a single part of the job, you will feel like doing just one more slice. Soon, you will find yourself working through the job one part at a time, and before you know it, the job will be completed. Develop a compulsion to closure. An important point to remember is that you have deep within you an urge to completion, or what is often referred to as a compulsion to closure. This means that you actually feel happier and more powerful when you start and complete a task of any kind. You satisfy a deep subconscious need to bring finality to a job or project. This sense of completion or closure motivates you to start the next task or project and then to persist toward final completion. This act of completion triggers the release of endorphins in your brain, as I mentioned earlier. And the bigger the task you start and complete, the better and more elated you feel. The bigger the frog you eat, the greater the surge of personal power and energy that you experience. When you start and finish a small piece of a task, you feel motivated to start and finish another part, and then another, and so on. Each small step forward energizes you. You soon develop an inner drive that motivates you to carry through to completion. Swiss cheese your tasks. Another technique you can use to overcome procrastination is called the Swiss cheese method of working. You use this technique to get yourself into gear by resolving to punch a hole in the task, like a hole in a block of Swiss cheese. You Swiss cheese a task when you resolve to work for a specific time period on that task. This may be as little as 5 or 10 minutes, after which you will stop and do something else. You will take just one bite of your frog and then rest or do something else. The power of this method is similar to that of the salami slice method. Once you start working, you develop a sense of forward momentum and a feeling of accomplishment. You become energized and enthusiastic. You feel yourself internally motivated and propelled to keep going until the task is complete. You should try the salami slice or the Swiss cheese method on any task that seems overwhelming when you approach it for the first time. You will be amazed at how helpful each technique is in overcoming procrastination. I have several friends who have become best-selling authors by simply resolving to write one page or even one paragraph per day until the book was completed. And you can do the same. Now, here are two exercises for you. Number one, put the salami slice or Swiss cheese technique into action immediately to get started on a large, complex, multitask job that you've been putting off. Two, become action-oriented. A common quality of high performers is that when they hear a good idea, they take action on it immediately. Don't delay. Try it today. Chapter 19. Create large chunks of time. Neil Cobain wrote, "Nothing can add more power to your life than concentrating all of your energies on a limited set of targets." Most of the really important work you do requires large chunks of unbroken time to complete. Your ability to carve out and use these blocks of high-value, highly productive time is central to your ability to make a significant contribution to your work and to your life. Successful salespeople set aside a specific time period each day to phone prospects. Rather than procrastinating or delaying on a task that they don't particularly like, they resolve that they will phone for one solid hour, between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., for example, and they then discipline themselves to follow through on their resolution. Many business executives set aside a specific time each day to call customers directly to get feedback, to return phone calls, or to answer correspondence. Some people allocate specific 30 to 60-minute time periods each day for exercise. Many people read great books, 15 minutes each night before retiring. In this way, over time, they eventually read dozens, even hundreds, of the best books ever written. Schedule blocks of time. The key to the success of this method of working in specific time segments is for you to plan your day in advance and schedule a fixed time period for a particular activity or task. Make work appointments with yourself and then discipline yourself to keep them. Set aside 30, 60, and 90-minute time segments that you use to work on and complete important tasks. Many highly productive people schedule specific activities in pre-planned time slots all day long. These people build their work lives around accomplishing key tasks one at a time. As a result, they become more and more productive and eventually produce 2 times, 3 times, and 5 times as much as the average person. Use a time planner. A time planner, broken down by day, hour, and minute, and organized in advance, can be one of the most powerful personal productivity tools of all. It enables you to see where you can consolidate and create blocks of time for concentrated work. During these working times, turn off the telephone, eliminate all distractions, and work nonstop. One of the best work habits of all is to get up early and work at home in the morning for 2 to 3 hours. You can get 3 times as much work done at home without interruptions as you ever could in a busy office where you're surrounded by people and bombarded by phone calls and emails. Make every minute count. When you fly on business, you can create your office in the air by planning your work thoroughly before you depart. When the plane takes off, you can work nonstop for the entire flight. You'll be amazed at how much work you can go through when you work steadily in an airplane without interruptions. One of the keys to high levels of performance and productivity is to make every minute count. Use travel and transition times, what are often called gifts of time, to complete small chunks of larger tasks. Now here are two exercises for you. Number one, think continually of different ways that you can save, schedule, and consolidate large chunks of time. Use these times to work on important tasks with the most significant long-term consequences. Number two, make every minute count. Work steadily and continuously without diversion or distraction by planning and preparing your work in advance. Most of all, keep focused on the most important results for which you are responsible. Chapter 20. Develop a sense of urgency. Napoleon Hill wrote, "Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along." Perhaps the most outwardly identifiable quality of high-performing men and women is action orientation. They're in a hurry to get their key tasks completed. Highly productive people take the time to think, plan, and set priorities. They then launch quickly and strongly toward their goals and objectives. They work steadily, smoothly, and continuously. As a result, they seem to power through enormous amounts of work in the same amount of time that the average person spends socializing, wasting time, and working on low-value activities. Getting into flow. When you work on your most important tasks at a high and continuous level of activity, you can actually enter into an amazing mental state called flow. Almost everyone has experienced this at some time. Really successful people are those who get themselves into this state far more often than the average person. When you're in the state of flow, which is the highest human state of performance and productivity, something almost miraculous happens to your mind and emotions. You feel elated and clear. Everything you do seems effortless and accurate. You feel happy and energized. You experience a tremendous sense of calm and increased personal effectiveness. In the state of flow, which has been identified and talked about over the centuries, you actually function on a higher plane of clarity, creativity, and competence. You are more sensitive and aware. Your insight and intuition guide you and direct you to do and say exactly the right things at the right time. You see the interconnectedness of people and circumstances around you. You often come up with brilliant ideas and insights that enable you to move ahead even more rapidly. Trigger high performance in yourself. One of the ways you can trigger this state of flow is by developing a sense of urgency. This is an inner drive and desire to get on with the job quickly and get it done fast. This is an impatience that motivates you to get going and to keep going. A sense of urgency feels very much like racing against yourself. With this ingrained sense of urgency, you develop a bias for action. You take action rather than talking continually about what you're going to do. You focus on specific steps you can take immediately. You concentrate on the things you can do right now to get the results you want and to achieve the goals you desire. A fast tempo seems to go hand in hand with all great success. Developing this tempo requires that you start moving and keep moving at a steady rate. The faster you move, the more impelled you feel to do even more, even faster. You enter the zone. Building up a sense of momentum. When you regularly take continuous action towards your most important goals, you activate the momentum principle of success. This principle says that although it may take tremendous amounts of energy to overcome inertia and get started initially, it then takes far less energy to keep going. The good news is that the faster you move, the more energy you have. The faster you move, the more you get done and the more effective you feel. The faster you move, the more experience you get and the more you learn. The faster you move, the more competent and capable you become at your work. A sense of urgency shifts you automatically onto the fast track in your career. The faster you work and the more you get done, the higher will be your levels of self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride. You will feel in complete control of your life and your work. Do it now. One of the simplest and yet most powerful ways to get yourself started is to repeat the words, "Do it now, do it now, do it now," over and over to yourself. If you feel yourself slowing down or becoming distracted by conversations or low-value activities, repeat to yourself the words, "Back to work, back to work, back to work," over and over. In the final analysis, nothing will help you more in your career than for you to develop the reputation for being the kind of person who gets important work done quickly and well. This reputation will make you one of the most valuable and respected people in your field. Now, here are two exercises for you. Number one, resolve today to develop a sense of urgency in everything you do. Select one area where you have a tendency to procrastinate and make a decision to develop the habit of fast action in that area. Number two, when you see an opportunity or a problem, take action on it immediately. When you are given a task or responsibility, take care of it quickly and report back fast. Move rapidly in every important area of your life. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel and how much more you get done. Chapter 21. Single Handle Every Task. James Allen wrote, "Herein lies the secret of true power. Learn, by constant practice, how to husband your resources and to concentrate them at any given moment upon a given point." Eat that frog. Every bit of planning, prioritizing, and organizing comes down to this simple concept. Every great achievement of humankind has been preceded by a long period of hard, concentrated work until the job was done. Your ability to select your most important task, to begin it, and then to concentrate on it single-mindedly until it is complete, is the key to high levels of performance and personal productivity. Once you get going, keep going. Single-handling requires that once you begin, you keep working at the task without diversion or distraction until the job is 100% complete. You keep urging yourself onward by repeating the words, "Back to work," over and over whenever you're tempted to stop or do something else. By concentrating single-mindedly on your most important task, you can reduce the time required to complete it by 50% or more. It's been estimated that the tendency to start and stop a task, to pick it up, put it down, and come back to it, can increase the time necessary to complete the task by as much as 500%. Each time you return to the task, you have to familiarize yourself with where you were when you stopped and what you still have to do. You have to overcome inertia and get yourself going again. You have to develop momentum and get into a productive work rhythm. But when you prepare thoroughly and then begin, refusing to stop or turn aside until the job is done, you develop energy, enthusiasm, and motivation. You get better and better and more productive. You work faster and more effectively. Don't waste time. The truth is that once you have decided on your number one task, anything else that you do other than that is a relative waste of time. Any other activity is just not as valuable or as important as this job, based on your own priorities. The more you discipline yourself to working non-stop on a single task, the more you progress along the efficiency curve. You get more and more high-quality work done in less and less time. Each time you stop working, however, you break this cycle and move back along the curve to where every part of the task is more difficult and time-consuming. Self-discipline is the key. Albert Hubbard defines self-discipline as the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. In the final analysis, success in any area requires tons of discipline. Self-discipline, self-mastery, and self-control are the basic building blocks of both character and high performance. Starting a high-priority task and persisting with that task until it is 100% complete is the true test of your character, your willpower, and your resolve. Persistence is actually self-discipline in action. The good news is that the more you discipline yourself to persist on a major task, the more you like and respect yourself, and the higher is your self-esteem. And the more you like and respect yourself, the easier it is for you to discipline yourself to persist even more. By focusing clearly on your most valuable task and concentrating single-mindedly until it is 100% complete, you actually shape and mold your own character. You become a superior person. You feel stronger, more competent, more confident, and happier. You feel more powerful and productive. You eventually feel capable of setting and achieving any goal. You become the master of your own destiny. You place yourself on an ascending spiral of personal effectiveness on which your future is absolutely guaranteed. And the key to all of this is for you to determine the most valuable and important thing you could possibly do at every single moment and then eat that frog. Now here are two exercises for you. Number one, take action. Resolve today to select the most important task or project that you could complete and then launch into it immediately. Number two, once you start your most important task, discipline yourself to persevere without diversion or distraction until it is 100% complete. See it as a test to determine whether you are the kind of person who can make a decision to complete something and then carry it out. Once you begin, refuse to stop until the job is finished. Conclusion. Putting it all together. The key to happiness, satisfaction, great success, and a wonderful feeling of personal power and effectiveness is for you to develop the habit of eating your frog first thing every day when you start work. Fortunately, this is a learnable skill that you can acquire through repetition. And when you develop the habit of starting on your most important task before anything else, your success is assured. Here is a summary of the 21 great ways to stop procrastinating and get more things done faster. Review these rules and principles regularly until they become firmly ingrained in your thinking and actions, and your future will be guaranteed. Number one, set the table. Decide exactly what you want. Clarity is essential. Write out your goals and objectives before you begin. Number two, plan every day in advance. Think on paper. Every minute you spend in planning can save you 5 or 10 minutes in execution. Number three, apply the 80-20 rule to everything. 20% of your activities will account for 80% of your results. Always concentrate your efforts on that top 20%. Number four, consider the consequences. Your most important tasks and priorities are those that can have the most serious consequences, positive or negative, on your life or work. Focus on these above all else. Number five, practice creative procrastination. Since you can't do everything, you must learn to deliberately put off those tasks that are of low value so that you have enough time to do the few things that really count. Number six, use the A, B, C, D, E method continually. Before you begin work on a list of tasks, take a few moments to organize them by value and priority so that you can be sure of working on your most important activities. Number seven, focus on key result areas. Identify those results that you absolutely positively have to get to do your job well and work on them all day long. Number eight, apply the law of three. Identify the three things you do in your work that account for 90% of your contribution, and focus on getting them done before anything else. You will then have more time for your family and personal life. Number nine, prepare thoroughly before you begin. Have everything you need at hand before you start. Assemble all the papers, information, tools, work materials, and numbers you might require so that you can get started and keep going. Number 10, take it one oil barrel at a time. You can accomplish the biggest and most complicated job if you just complete it one step at a time. Number 11, upgrade your key skills. The more knowledgeable and skilled you become at your key tasks, the faster you start them and the sooner you get them done. Determine exactly what it is that you are very good at doing or could be good at, and throw your whole heart into doing those specific things very, very well. Number 12, identify your key constraints. Determine the bottlenecks or choke points, internal or external, that set the speed at which you achieve your most important goals, and focus on alleviating or removing those constraints. Number 13, put the pressure on yourself. Imagine that you have to leave town for a month and work as if you had to get your major tasks completed before you left. Number 14, motivate yourself into action. Be your own cheerleader. Look for the good in every situation. Focus on the solution rather than the problem. Always be optimistic and constructive. Number 15, technology is a terrible master. Take back your time from enslaving technological addictions. Learn to turn devices off and leave them off. Number 16, technology is a wonderful servant. Use your technological tools to confront yourself with what is most important and protect yourself from what is least important. Number 17, focus your attention. Stop the interruptions and distractions that interfere with completing your most important tasks. Number 18, slice and dice the task. Break large, complex tasks down into bite-sized pieces and then do just one small part of the task to get started. Number 19, create large chunks of time. Organize your days around large blocks of time so that you can concentrate for extended periods on your most important tasks. Number 20, develop a sense of urgency. Make a habit of moving fast on your key tasks. Become known as a person who does things quickly and well. And finally, number 21, single-handle every task. Set clear priorities. Start immediately on your most important task, and then work without stopping until the job is 100% complete. This is the real key to high performance and maximum personal productivity. Make a decision to practice these principles every day until they become second nature to you. With these habits of personal management as a permanent part of your personality, your future success will be unlimited. Just do it. Eat that frog. This is Brian Tracy, and thank you for being with me.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.